Well, Ali Horgan, in the end, the gulf between the sides showed, but once you went down to 10 men, I mean, it was almost an impossible task.
Yeah, it certainly was. We frustrated them for the first, what was it, 36 minutes. They had one that Patrick McLinney clipped the crossbar with one. That was probably really the only out-and-out chance. I think some of the goals of the five we conceded were very, very poor goals to get the way. Now, saying that, Dundalk could have scored five other goals that we defended brilliantly, to put it that way too. But, you know, the manner of some of the goals we conceded is very, very disappointing. The sending off, I need to look at it again. I felt the second one was a very harsh yellow card. To be fair to the referee, he had the manners and professionalism to invite me in at half time and explain it. He felt there was a reckless challenge. Now, you know, to me, you either book from the first minute to the 95th minute or you don't book at all. Although I can't blame the referee for losing that game, Crystal.
And in the second half, you were under a lot of pressure. It was a case of sort of the finger coming out of the dike, the dam burst.
Yeah, it did, Chris, yeah, which was very disappointing. Albeit, no, there was a deceptive wind down there that was at Dundalk's back as well in the second half, which, you know, didn't look probably from the stand to be as strong. It was backs against forwards in the second half. Better sides than us. We'll go down to 10 men and we'll struggle here. Just disappointed with the goals when I look back on them. I need to look back on them. You know, the defending for them were quite poor, including the first goal. But I mean, to be fair to Harry, who gave the ball away for the first goal, he scored two winners a couple of weeks ago. So you can't be too harsh and you can't be too hard on it. But if it were five wonder goals, you might accept it a bit better. But no. We didn't do justice in the second half, albeit down to 10 men, Chris.
And now, I mean, straight away it's onwards and upwards and on to St. Pat's the next game.
Yeah, we've a week off because we lost some talent in the cup. Might be a bad thing, Chris, but that way we look very leggy. They look powerful and stronger than us, although when you're 2 or 3 nil up, that can go with the territory as well. But no, we grin and bear it and we move on. You know, we there's no point dwelling on it because we've had this before, but we need to bounce back, Chris, and the 2 weeks' time can't come quick enough to put it that way too.
And finally, I mean, credit to Dundalk, some sparkling football, and they're on course for a treble, and who'd bet against them?
Yeah, it would be interesting to see how we kept it 11-11. You know, how long would it have taken them, or would we have? Like, to be fair, we got a little bit of a patch, at the end of the first half, where we got corner kicks, throw-ins, and free kicks that we pinned them back a little bit, which was positive. But once we went down to 10, it's open season, and just disappointed with it. Can I blame the referee for losing? Absolutely not. But as I said before, we need every decision to go our way, and certainly that one didn't tonight. You know.